Hi, it's Lisa Scott with LoseMyAccent.com. And today I'm talking with you about cross-cultural business communication, three steps you can take today to improve communication with your non-native coworkers. Step number one, speak more slowly. Try to think back to the foreign language classes you took in high school. Whether you took French, Spanish, or German, I'll bet that your reaction to hearing native speakers was something like this. Why do they talk so fast? Can't they just slow down? I can't even understand the words they're saying. Well, now the shoe is on the other foot. English sounds just as fast to a non-native speaker as those foreign languages did to you. I'm not suggesting that you slow down to an embarrassingly slow pace, but be conscious of how rapidly you're speaking. Particularly when communicating technical information, it is important to ensure that the other person has understood every piece of the communication. If you are hurried or stressed, work even harder to slow down. It's very natural when we are stressed to talk even faster, but most likely, this is when it will be most critical to speak slowly enough to get your message across clearly. A few extra seconds on the front end can save an endless stream of headaches later on. Step number two. Do offer to explain unfamiliar words. Most non-native speakers are working hard to improve their English, and they're extremely intelligent. After all, they're performing their job in a foreign language. Not everyone could do that. If you kindly offer to explain an unfamiliar word, you are not only helping your colleague to boost his English skills, but you are building trust and rapport as well. Number three, ask if they would like your help with pronunciation. Have you ever had one of those embarrassing moments where you had a piece of spinach caught in your teeth, or your fly was down, or you had toilet paper caught on your shoe? And no one told you? Didn't you wish someone had just said something to you sooner instead of letting you walk around like that? That's how most non-native speakers of English feel when they mispronounce a word and no one tells them that it's wrong. Some people are very self-conscious and prefer not to be corrected, but many foreign-born professionals are very appreciative of a little English guidance. It is important to be polite and discreet, though. Correcting someone across the table in a meeting with the boss may not go over so well, but a casual comment afterward could be helpful. In fact, if you develop a good rapport with the person, you could offer to be their resource contact whenever they're unsure of how to pronounce a word. You could help them avoid many of those embarrassing little moments, and you could become the office expert on effective cross-cultural business communication. If you think that someone in your office could benefit from personalized accent reduction training, you can find out how to bring that training via Skype to your office by visiting my website at www.losemyaccent.com.